We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. You can watch Robert co-host MLB Central weekdays at 10 a.m. Plus, MLB Network is planning to have wall-to-wall all-star coverage right here in downtown Cleveland, a block away from us at Progressive Field on Sunday, starting Sunday, July the 7th. I am a regular watcher of MLB Central, by the way, Robert, so I love that show. DeRosa's crazy. He's a little crazy, isn't he?
He's a little bit, but, you know.
In a good way.
Yeah, he means well. I tell you what, in all seriousness, he is the most prepared and creative analyst I've ever worked with. And that goes from my time at ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, when he's doing breakdowns and putting different elements to it, adding some pop culture, more often than not, that's him. And he takes a lot of time in trying to bring it in a unique way that's also accessible. So that's why I call him one of the most talented analysts that I've ever worked with.
Yeah, let me clarify as well. When I say crazy, I meant that. I know it can sound bad, but I didn't mean that as a negative at all.
I
love him on that show, but crazy in a fun way. It's fun. You guys have a good time on that show, and it's just really good insight. If you're a big baseball fan, you should be watching, no doubt, and it's good to have you with us, Robert. Obviously, you know, this season's been, to this point, a disappointment for the Indians, but this week was a positive step, taking 2 out of 3 from the Twins and 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. We don't believe, or at least I don't believe, that the Indians are going to be a playoff team. They're certainly not going to win their division. Do you still hold out hope for the Indians being a playoff team?
Kinda. I don't. I'm with you. They're not going to win the division. The division's over.
Yeah.
But can they catch... You know, right now I think they're, what, 2 behind or, you know, the second wild card.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're right
so,
there.
Yeah, I mean, I say that they're on the periphery of the playoff picture. But listen, if they find a way to get that second wild card spot, and let's say Kluber's healthy, I mean, going into a one-game playoff to extend your season and you've got a somewhat rejuvenated – a hopefully healthy Corey Kluber on the mound, I think you would feel pretty good about that. Now, if they win that game, can they extend? Can they get into the LCS? Can they get to the World Series? That I'm not so sure.
Robert, the offense has really come to life here in the last week. You know, and they're coming from behind against the Yankees and obviously against the Twins, 2 out of 3 in both series. I just don't know that I can have faith that the lineup, these guys who you know, relatively no-name guys, in especially the 7, 8, 9 hole spots, are getting big-time hits. Roberto Perez is getting all these home runs. Like, can they keep it up?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to, right? Because, you know, Ramirez, the Jose Ramirez situation, it is. That's the perfect word for it, because this guy – for the last couple of seasons had been so dynamic. I mean, you're talking about an MVP candidate, and then to just start so poorly. I think that, you know, from just talking with our analysts, that the game is such a grind. The season is so long. And D-Row talked about this. You start the season that poorly, you're automatically you're in a bad place mentally, because you feel like you're constantly catching up, right? You feel like you're constantly behind the eight ball. And I think for Ramirez, this, the start just kind of snowballed, and it's where we're at now. I don't know. I mean, surely he has to have a 4-week stretch where he's Jose Ramirez again, but man, we keep waiting and waiting, and I don't know when it's going to come.
Yeah. I mean, weird things happen in baseball. We see guys fall off the map sometimes unexpectedly earlier in their careers, but this one's strange, Robert, because he's so young. Like, we've seen it with maybe, you know, I think of Dale Murphy or maybe Andrew Jones. I mean, there's been some guys, but they weren't this young. Like, this guy was literally through the middle of August last year, for 3 years had been one of the best players in baseball. And since the middle of August, if he were a rookie that had got called up in the middle of August last year, the way he played from then till now, he would have been in the minors a long time ago.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we always say, look at the back of the baseball card.
Yeah.
And, you know, the back of his baseball card, saved from, as you said, from August to this year, the back of the baseball card, the numbers are amazing. And you figure, okay, well, this guy's going to rally because that's who he is. But just for this extended period of struggling for a player of his caliber that has put up numbers in the league, it's so weird. And it's, you know, it's not fun to watch. Even if you're not a fan of Cleveland, it's not fun to watch because he's a dynamic player when he's right.
Robert, I'd love your take on Trevor Bauer, who, you know, I'm torn on Trevor Bauer because he says things, he's said some things over the years that have annoyed me. He and I, he's blocked me on Twitter. He's gotten annoyed at me. You know, he and you got into it once with him, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, that was Clevenger.
Okay, it's right. It was Clevenger. My bad.
That was a totally different thing.
That's right. But, you know, but yet the other part of me says Bauer loves baseball. He's passionate about it. He's nerdy about it. I am too. So I like that. But I got to say, like, you know, this guy did a lot of talking. He said the Astros were cheating. He said he was better than Corey Kluber. He complained about the arbitration process. Said he, like I said, better than Kluber. And since Kluber went down, he's not pitched well. He, after pitching great for a year and change, he has been a huge disappointment in the last month since Kluber got hurt.
Yeah, and let me just be clear. I am a Trevor Bauer fan.
Okay.
In part because I love pro wrestling. And I think that he is part pro wrestling heel in the best way, and he is a part mad scientist.
Yes.
I would love to have him on my team. Now, is he going to rub some people the wrong way from the outsiders media? Sure, maybe. Is he going to rub some people wrongly from inside the clubhouse? Maybe. But I love what he brings to the game. He's passionate. He's always constantly searching to get better. And you know what? To his credit, at least from what I've seen, when he's been bad, and he's had a rough couple of starts here recently, he is the first one. He is not afraid to answer questions about it. He's not afraid to talk about it. And, so I'm a fan. I love everything he does. But as I said, he likes tweaking people a little bit. He likes playing the bad guy. And listen, we're in an entertainment business, and we all have to have good guys. We all have to have bad guys. And not everyone can be a good guy. And I like that he embraces it, at least to me. I don't know him very well. But at least to me, he embraces that heel persona, that bad guy persona. But when he's right, man, he is something else. But that's another one. Here recently, it's his struggles have been weird, but Cleveland needs to have him figure it out quickly.
Should the Indians trade him?
Ooh, man. If I were running Cleveland, again, this is easy for me to say. It's not my money. Yes. And I would seriously consider looking at trading Lindor.
Wow.
But listen, I'm not bringing up something that hasn't already been discussed up there in those front offices. I mean, they're run by very smart people. They know. If we're talking about it, they have definitely been talking about it. Now, as I said earlier, do I think that they can get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think that they could make a run at that second wild card spot, definitely. And as I said, if Kluber's right, I feel great about him going into a one-game playoff. But can they win the World Series? Can they get out of the American League and get to the World Series? I don't think so. So with that being said, maybe we look at what we have. Bauer.
Brad Hand.
Maybe even Brad Hand, especially. Yeah. Especially when you consider the club control on his contract that Brad Hand has. That could bring back a pretty significant haul. Lindor is going to be the tough one. Because if you trade Lindor, you're telling the fan base that we're going in a whole different direction, and a direction that we haven't been going in for the last handful of years. And I sympathize with him because those aren't easy decisions. But as I said, if we're talking about it, you know they've been talking about it for a while.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Yeah, I've been saying that I would do the half rebuild where I would trade Bauer, I would trade Hand,
sure.
I would trade maybe Santana. I don't. Mm-hmm. He's a good clubhouse guy, and so I would only trade him if I get something really valuable. I would go for and what I would do is, obviously I'm letting Kipnis walk. The money I'd save on Kipnis, Bauer, and Hand, and the mm-hmm. prospects I'd get for the besides Kipnis, the other two guys, I can make one more run at it with Lindor next year, and then I trade him if it doesn't work. I'd try to make one more run because they would still, even without Bauer, have a really good pitching staff. And if you spent that money just to get up to this year's payroll, they could getting two bats, another relief pitcher, they could make another run next year. That's what I would do. We'll see what they decide to do.
Yeah, and that's totally and that seems very reasonable. And again, it's easy for us to just talk about this stuff on talk radio or on Twitter, but just getting a chance to speak with some of the men and women that are in these front offices, it is not easy. And this is their livelihood, their reputations is at stake, and these are monumental decisions that really change the course of a franchise for the next several years. So they're not to be taken lightly, and obviously they're not.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Robert, we were talking last segment. Francona was talking about interleague play, and, the Indians this year end the season in Washington. Now, it might not matter this year, and the Indians don't have a good lineup, but we've seen it before where an American League team ends the season, they have a good DH, and they can't use them for the final three games and potentially a playoff race. I think, I grew up a National League fan. I've been a baseball fan my whole life. When I was younger, I was like, bleep the DH and all this. I think with interleague play on a daily basis, it is absurd that we have different rules in different leagues. I think we have to have the DH in the National League. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. It is ridiculous that you have two sets of rules. It's like if in the NBA Finals, the series is going back to Oakland. Well, this spot on the court, it's going to be a 5-point shot, and this spot on the court, it's going to be I think the DH should be in both leagues. Or with that being said, if you want to keep it separate, then keep it separate. As a kid, I used to find the charm, and I used to be intrigued by teams meeting up in the World Series that had never met before. So if you want to do that, and if you're dead set on keeping the pitcher hit in the National League, then do away with interleague. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while. I mean, we see it. We get it. So it's not like it's – I think as it currently stands, just have same rules or do away with interleague.
Yeah, one or the other. You can't keep going the way you're going here. All right, what did you think? So finally, we get Kimbrel signing, Keuchel signing. What did you think of both those moves for those teams and for those guys?
I love it. I love it for Atlanta. I really think Dallas Keuchel fits in nicely with that rotation. He's reunited with Brian McCann, who he had great success with in Houston. He also helps that staff not only on the field, but I think he really can bring some added experience and talking with those young starters. And look, Mike Foltynewicz has struggled. Kevin Gausman has struggled for Atlanta, so he immediately fills a need. I want to see what Craig Kimbrel looks like. He didn't finish the way he is accustomed to last year. Had some bumps in the road. I want to see how this layoff affects him, because he's used to pitching back to back days. So is that different after the long layoff? How does that affect him? That's one of the things that I'm really looking at when he comes back.
Robert, can anybody beat the Astros right now in the playoffs?
I think the Dodgers. I mean, if the Astros are get out of the American League, I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. They are so deep. Hopefully for the Dodgers' sake, if I'm a Dodger fan, there's a couple of guys that need to be in the lineup every day, Cody Bellinger and Jock Peterson. Whether the pitcher's left-handed, right-handed, throwing with both left and right, they need to be in the lineup. And there were times last year, even in the postseason, where they're sitting Cody Bellinger. I just don't understand it. Maybe they figured it out, but right now I think they're the best team in baseball.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Again, you can watch Robert Coast, MLB Central, weekdays at 10 a.m., plus MLB Network planning to have wall-to-wall all-star coverage from Progressive Field starting Sunday, July the 7th. We can't wait for the all-star game here, even though I don't know how many Indians will be in it, but right now you got Brad. You know what? Carlos Santana's got a shot at the way he's played, and Brad Hand, and maybe Lindor. You have a chance at three at the most, but probably not. Maybe two.
Cleveland's going to put on a good show no matter what.
We will, certainly.
That's for sure.
No doubt. Robert, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks.
Hey, you got it, guys. Have a good one.
Robert Flores, MLB Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.